Hey everybody, this is Ash from the Rated NA podcast with an exclusive interview conducted at this year's San Diego Comic-Con 2017. If you like the show, please subscribe and don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes. We've got a ton of additional content coming out of San Diego Comic-Con and new shows each week in our feed and on the web. Enjoy the interview.
Well, maybe Sinead and I can share and Sean can have one.
Yeah, and we can share.
Yeah, right.
I only brought the short cords too, so.
It's okay.
We're really living large here. So it's, it is Friday, 2017, San Diego Comic-Con.
Friday.
In San Diego, we're in California, United States of America, planet Earth. This is the Rated NA podcast, coming live from San Diego Comic-Con. Can you guys just say who you are?
Hi, I'm Sean Prasad.
I'm Sinead Prasad.
I'm Mary Kate Wiles, and we are Shipwrecked Comedy.
That was good. It was almost like it was planned.
No, it's cool.
So you've been on the show a couple times now, MK.
I have.
I think I saw. Well, no, I think this is your fourth time.
Do I get my jacket yet?
Oh, I don't know. What was jacket five? Maybe.
I don't remember.
Yeah. That's true. You have been on many times.
So
well, thank
I
you
should
for
hush.
With us.
Oh, you're welcome. I should hush and let Sean and Sinead talk since everybody's tired of hearing from me.
No, I mean, you guys have some really exciting stuff coming up. So why don't you talk about like what's in the works and your successful Kickstarter that just finished up and maybe some of the other stuff that you're adding to that. I saw you had some additions coming. So
did we?
I saw you tweet out something the other day. Like you were doing like maybe some more stretch goals or something. I don't know. Maybe I made that up.
No, well, that was a little bit ago. The Kickstarter ended, when did it end? Not quite a month ago. For the case of the Gilded Lily, which is our new project that someone else should tell everyone about because I've talked too much.
Go for it. It is a short film noir set in Hollywood, 1939, and it follows Detective Ford Phillips on his case that I don't know how much I can talk about, but it's going to be cool. We've always wanted to do a film noir in the style of Roger Rabbit-esque sort of shenanigans, one of our favorite movies. So
it's one of mine too. I love Roger Rabbit. I actually saw it in the theater as a little kid.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I did. I remember
That's
my dad
so cool.
taking me. It was awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
We are making it for Buffer Festival in Toronto that we will be attending in September, and we are shooting next week.
So let's talk a little bit about what goes into a production of this size. You're shooting next week. What are you prepping for right now? And how do you have the time to come to Comic-Con when you're shooting?
We don't.
Yeah.
This is a bad idea.
Yeah. We've been on our phones all day with our producers.
Yeah.
We're shooting in a week. But we did Edgar Allan Poe's Murder Mystery Dinner Party last summer. And we learned a lot from that whole process, and we're a lot better prepared this time. We had a conference call with one of our producers last night, and our biggest problem was whether or not we should buy water bottles or like have a water cooler on set. And he pointed that out. He's like, if that's your biggest problem a week out, then you're in good shape. So
yeah. To be fair, we didn't have dates or locations up until a couple days ago, so we were much more stressed out like a week ago, but now that we've finally got those locked in, and thankfully like we are having to we are having to replace one of our cast members, but otherwise everybody's good, like it's all fine. So even though we just found out our shoot dates like pretty last minute, now that we've got that, it's not necessarily smooth sailing, but that was like our biggest worry, and thankfully that's all done, so we're feeling better.
How long are you guys going to shoot for? Do you have that mapped out yet? Like how long the shoot's going
to
be?
Yeah, it's 4 days.
4 days.
So less than half of what our last shoot was, so it's going to fly by. Yeah.
Do you have any tips for people that might be thinking of doing a Kickstarter like myself?
Ugh. So many tips.
A lot of tips.
This is a hard question. I apologize.
No, I don't want to launch into the things that we've found work for us. And I don't want to take credit for this because we learned a lot from the Tin Can Brothers, our friends who had done a few Kickstarters as well. Just sort of creating an overall experience for the person that might be thinking about pledging, down to the way that you name your pledge levels and the video that you make. We've tried to make our videos sort of in character. Just the more that you can kind of spend time tying it all together, down to your graphics, down to everything, I don't know, it just helps, A, make it feel like more of a fun experience for your consumer, and B, it just makes it look more professional the more, like, the more time you spend on making it look professional, I guess.
Right. Yeah. So what do you think is the most challenging aspect of doing all this? Because one of the things that drew me to you guys initially, I love people that are very DIY, like they basically like create their own destiny by making cool stuff. What's the hardest part of all of it?
Getting all the people together. I mean, getting the money is definitely the most difficult part of it, because you're like, oh, people don't do anything for free after a certain point. Getting that
money
together.
And time,
and then,
logistics.
Yeah, assembling a crew of people who can do everything.
Whatever you're doing right now is the hardest thing you're doing. Because it's really hard to write.
Yeah.
But then once you're done writing, you're like, okay, in hindsight, that was like very enjoyable. And now what? Now we have to assemble a crew, and like we have to find a location.
Yeah. Staying organized is very hard, too.
Yeah, finding people who can help you, who can do the things that you aren't good at.
We are very lucky in that we have some excellent producers. Ryan Murphy, not the American Horror Story Ryan Murphy, but our Ryan Murphy and Brent Madison, and they do so much for us, and we're so thankful for them. And also our director that we like to work with, Joe Stripling, like, he just really knows what he's doing. And if Shipwrecked projects are any good, it's because we have great people working on them, and honestly, like, donating so much of their time to sort of help our projects come to life. But we all really like each other, and we all really like working together, and I think that's really cool, and we feel really lucky.
That is really lucky, the fact that you have such a tight group of friends that are all willing to like work and help each other out. That's like really, you don't really see that too often in any industry, because it's so competitive and it's so cutthroat. And most of the time people are unfortunately not too friendly toward one another because they're competing for the same sort of thing. The fact that you have this infrastructure built with different people that can all do different things and kind of build something as a community is really, really admirable and cool.
Yeah,
you're lucky.
Yeah.
We are, I guess, yeah.
So you guys wrote a lot together. Mm-hmm. Is that something you've been doing since you were like wee youngins?
Not really. We would make like little videos together when we were kids. Not a lot of writing went into them. It was mostly just messing around with cameras, and then not really until I wrote the Edgar Allan Poe sketch and then moved to California, and then we started doing stuff together after that was sort of
an
established thing.
I love kind of going into the Wayback Machine. Did you guys always get along, and did you beat the hell out of each other like most siblings?
Yeah, I remember that.
Mostly we got along, but there were definitely times where we hated each other.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
I hate this so much. Like, a lot.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm a professional interviewer.
You're not the first person to not know who is older.
I thought you guys could be twins. I don't know.
We have tricked people into thinking they are twins.
According to the Benihana Corporation, we are twins.
In Orlando.
Yeah.
We got free ice cream that neither of them ended up eating, actually, by telling our servers that it was their birthday and that they're twins.
We have very similar sensibilities, and when we started writing together 3 years ago, that came in handy. Because we have these touchstones like Clue, like the movie Clue, or like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, that we grew up loving together. And so we kind of are on the same page. We start on the same page, and then we diverge a lot. And then we get the same
stand-up comics, too, that we get our comedic sensibility from.
I met Colleen Camp once when I was a little bit younger, who's the maid in Clue. And I remember just like, I probably the same as you. I watched Clue 1,000 times growing up, and like I love that movie. And when I met her, it was like one of those like gushy, like might have been like a Beatle. I was just like, I watch Clue so much. She's just like, shut up, dude. She's like, that was like 30 years ago.
Don't even remember filming that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I have stupid Comic-Con questions that we wrote this morning. They're really childish. And I apologize ahead of time for how bad.
Oh, no, it's great.
What?
Hit us with these
questions.
Are
you ready? Okay, okay. Yeah. So any of you can answer these. You can all answer them. Pass the mic around.
Okay.
Again, I'm apologizing before we start. All right. You can have healing powers like Wolverine.
Okay.
But every time you heal, a random finger will grow somewhere on your body.
Oh, no.
Do you accept these powers?
1,000%.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
You can get a random finger removed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll heal really quickly, yeah.
But then you'll get another one. So you keep doing it until a finger appears, like, on your thigh where you'll never see it.
Like a finger porcupine eventually. It's like the most terrifying thing. Just fingers everywhere. All right, so this next one is Matt from our site wrote this, and I'm sorry, ahead of time. You can have the ability to teleport.
Okay.
But every time you teleport, you go to the bathroom, number two.
No!
And the amount of number two that you go is the distance that you teleport.
Oh, my God. What?
So do you gain the ability to teleport, or do you not?
No.
1,000% yes.
No.
What are you guys talking about?
No.
You're going to number two, like, every day.
That's so much.
Well, it's, so it depends, like, how much are you number twoing? Like, what's the...
Well, see, so if you teleported, like, from here to, like, that booth over there, it would just be, like, a little, like, a little shard.
Like a fart.
But if you went from here to, like, Asia, it would be like, oh no, like Chipotle.
Okay.
And it happens as soon as you what, do it. Oh, so you can't,
like,
find
a
bathroom?
I'm going to teleport into a bathroom stall.
See, you're breaking the system, but yeah, that's...
Okay,
I guess that would be fine.
No, I would do it because I'm not going to go to Asia.
You would have to make sure to have a change of pants with you.
Yeah.
It's like, how much does it cost to go to Asia? Like $1,000?
Yeah.
Or I could poop for like 10 minutes? I will poop for 10 minutes.
You have a good point. My curveball was I would just always teleport with no pants on. So it's like,
oh, smart.
Keep your clothes in a bag.
Yeah.
Teleport
naked and then have some toilet paper on you.
According to like most pop culture, you can teleport naked anyway.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then you demand someone's clothes.
See, I'm thinking Misfits, and no, that's not a thing. So
the next one, this is a little deeper. You can have the ability to read minds, but as soon as you do, you blurt out. No, as soon as you read someone's mind, they blurt out one of your deepest, darkest secrets.
Definitely not.
I don't want to read minds. It used to be a thing I really wanted when I was a kid, and now it's my worst nightmare.
Yeah, I would have turned it down before you said the deepest, darkest.
Again, watching Misfits, it's a curse. It's terrible.
Yeah, I don't want
to. I think I'm with you there. Like, telepathy would be bad, you know?
Telekinesis, however.
That would be fun. All right, next one is, would you shapeshift? You can shapeshift into any animal. This is a cool power. You can shapeshift, but you retain one feature of that animal permanently.
Oh, no.
Every time you shapeshift into that animal, and they stack. So if you shapeshift into a duck, you might get a beak.
Right.
And then if you shapeshift into a wolf, you might get teeth on the beak.
Oh,
so it keeps adding.
No.
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah. A teeth beak? A teeth boop?
You would end up being like some weird beast creature. I don't need to shapeshift anyway. No, I'm good. Yeah.
I think I'd take that one. I think that'd be fun.
You would?
Yeah. This is a little lighter. Would you communicate with animals if you forgot... Every time you communicate with an animal, you forget one word of English.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm at the age where I'm forgetting stuff like that every day. So.
Also, I really would like to talk to my cats and tell them to be nicer and make that happen. So.
But then
we're
you'd forget what a cat
anyway.
Is. You'd be like, you,
oh, no.
Furry. I don't know what
but,
you
but
are.
But it's still, I just wouldn't know the word for
That's
it.
True.
I would still
would
like,
know
no, they're
That's
a cute
right.
little booger butt.
All right. This one's a Comic-Con, sort of like an improv-y, putting you in a scenario type situation. You're out at Comic-Con all day. You're very sweaty. You get back to your hotel room, or in your case, your friend's house with like 35 people.
Yeah.
You see your suitcase on the floor, and it is moving. It's like going up and down all on its own.
Whoa.
What do you do?
I would think it was a ghost. Same. That'd be great.
I'd open it up and I'd see what's going on. I'd take it apart.
So you'd open it up?
I'd see what kind of beak-toothed animal is in there.
Toothed beak.
Someone who abused their powers.
Yeah.
I would probably be freaked out. I would not open it. I would be scared.
My first thought would be like, crazy animal got into it. But then I'd be like, yay, ghosts.
Sinead loves ghosts.
Oh. I like ghosts, too.
I do, but I don't want to hang out with them.
Those are good answers. This is sort of a will you approach the box or not approach the box question. It's a psychological question.
Sure, sure.
This one is a little more ridiculous. We're getting near the end here, so don't worry. You're almost free.
I love these. These are fun.
Would you rather be bitten by a radioactive beaver or a radioactive sloth? And you get the radioactive attributes, like similar to Spider-Man, but not spider, obviously.
Beaver-man or sloth-man.
I'd say beaver.
I think beaver.
Because they do things.
I'm already like a sloth in my life.
So you could like build some quick stuff. You could go and build houses for everybody real fast.
Super dam. Yeah.
Super dam. Yeah. Yeah, with your mouth.
Quickly mouth building houses.
You could do so much good in the world.
True.
If you were.
You could divert so much water.
Yeah. If you were a sloth man, you would just sleep all the time, which sounds great, but. Yeah.
To
send you to like impoverished areas of the country,
yeah.
Build dams, and
yeah.
Save the world with your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, Sloth Man doesn't really do anything.
You don't need it. You actually need the water, but you know, you'd be like,
you got to do it.
Just wreaking havoc.
Yeah.
If you could be the sidekick for any superhero, who would you sidekick for?
Hard.
Wonder Woman for me. She's so cool. I'll do anything for her.
Ooh. Nightcrawler, yeah.
Ooh, Gambit. Gambit. He's great. The accent, I just listen to it all day.
You just carry his cards around?
Yeah. His card chart.
A guy I'm with up here just cosplayed as Gambit.
No way.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yesterday. Yesterday. In the seat yesterday, yeah. It was good,
though.
What does
Gambit look like?
Awesome. Yeah, he's got like a staff and cards and like a thing and like a green coat. He's great. He's bae. He's from New Orleans.
X-Men animated series was my jam growing up. So.
Oh, cool.
Any favorites?
What, of X-Men?
Did you already say?
Yeah,
you
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, okay, that's
also
a great answer.
Also, she can tell me her workout routine.
That's true.
So that would be helpful.
All right, so this
being
is the last one. So someone comes to you and they tell you that you have an opportunity to be frozen until the year 3000. No harm will come to you. You're 100% will wake up in the year 3000. Do you take this opportunity?
No.
There's
absolutely
no
not.
Way we're around in 3000.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Everyone I know and like will be gone.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
That's the responsible answer.
Yeah.
I would say sure. It'd be like Encino Man. I'd just like wake up and be like, what is all this?
So sad.
It would be
I
sad.
Would be sad too. Yeah. Nah.
It would be amazing if you did that and you woke up and you were like, "This is amazing," but it was your friends like playing a prank on you and they like rented a warehouse and designed it.
Put you in a cooler.
Yeah.
Here's the next short. Please make it. Please make that. It'd be good.
There you go.
Well, thank you guys so much for answering our silly San Diego Comic Con questions.
Yeah.
Where can everyone find you on social medias?
On Twitter, it's Shipwrecked Comedy, but there's no E's in the Shipwrecked.
To make it shorter.
Yeah.
On YouTube, Shipwrecked Comedy. That's where you can see Poe Party, our last project, and all our other projects. Mm-hmm. We're also on Tumblr and Facebook and Instagram. But, yeah, just find us. Yeah. Also, shout out to our fourth member, Sarah Grace Hart, who isn't here. Sorry, Sarah. Didn't mean to leave you out of stuff.
That's all right. Well, everyone, thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stop. Thanks so much for listening to our San Diego Comic-Con 2017 coverage. As always, you can follow us on Twitter, @NerdAppropriate, Facebook/NerdAppropriate, or email us directly, MattScottOrAsh@NerdAppropriate.com. We're going to be at PAX West in September, and we'll be on a number of panels at the show, so keep listening for more information and more details leading up to the event. We hope to see you there.